Scott, is it possible that at least in Puerto Rico, the chupacabras migrated maybe to some other region and they come back maybe every 5, 6, 7, 8 years?
Well, that is an interesting possibility, and it was among one of the theories that was put forth at the time. Are we faced with a migratory creature? Remember that the cases started in Puerto Rico, then they moved on to Florida, to Mexico, to Central America, eventually down to Brazil and the Southern Cone, and at the same time, in that very same year, 1996-1997, out west, you had cases in Texas, in Arizona. There was one case in California, as far as I recall. So is it some kind of migratory creature? Then again, you have to assume, are we talking about a biological entity? If so, a mammal, an insect, what are we talking about? If it's interdimensional, then we're talking along the lines of the Mothman, which I also believe to be an interdimensional creature, something that can manifest itself at certain times, I guess, certain as our planet transits around the sun, certain times as our sun moves through the universe, certain window areas become activated. It's all speculation. But then again, until we have, I guess, indisputable evidence, we'll never know.
Well, then I tell you, I don't doubt these possibilities anymore. I mean, a long, long time ago when pure science was what we would think about, we would say, now that's preposterous, interdimensional, being no way. But now anything's possible because we just don't know enough about the universe, Scott.
Absolutely true. As I said, when you start looking at the biological hypotheses, there is a rather frightening one, which has been that the chupacabras is in fact some kind of giant insect. And if you look at it, it makes perfect sense. In the case I was telling you earlier, the Jose Sanchez case, this gentleman was in his backyard, I believe he was cutting plantains or something, sees the creature runs toward him. All he has in his hand is his machete that he's been using to cut down plantains.
Mm-hmm.
He takes a swing at the creature, and straight-faced, he says, "Aquello sonó como un dron," which is simply, that thing sounded like a drum. And he was referring to the hollow sound, the sound of having hit something perfectly solid, perhaps hollow. Now, some cryptozoologists are saying, look, if it's an insect, you'd be talking about some kind of very, very hard shell, like a crab or like a lobster.
Or a cockroach, something
like that. Or a cockroach,
yeah.
Absolutely. You have a creature that produces an incredibly bad odor that's been reported in many countries at the same time. One of the witnesses said it smells just like malathion, which is the pesticide that we employ commonly up here in the States. Others have said, look, when you start analyzing its blood, why is it inconclusive? You're probably analyzing the blood it's regurgitated from one of its
victims,
its prey.
Good point.
So now we're faced with something that could actually be some kind of giant praying mantis.
Could it be a mutation of some sort?
Well, now that brings us to what I call the aliens scenario. If it's some kind, if this thing does exist in nature, if it lives underground, most people feel that it does come from underground, if it's physical. Who brought it up to our level? Has it been tampered with? Is it, in fact, like in the movie Alien, some kind of weapon that's been devised, that's been let on the loose to see exactly what it's going to do, how damaging it's going to be? As I said, we can just sit here and let it speculate. That's, you know, I'm pretty good at that, actually. But
well, that's the fascinating part of you.
But the insect theory does answer a lot of questions, and it's even come to replace, I guess, the ET hypothesis and maybe even the interdimensional hypothesis.
It seems like
the good answers.
You're tipping this way, are you?
As I said, it's rather persuasive, simply because of the, as I said, when you think about the early cases, when you would read something to the effect of the animal showed the telltale puncture marks of the chupacabras, all of its blood was removed, and its organs were either missing or shriveled or somehow liquefied. Are we talking about some kind of insect that can actually inject an enzyme that liquefies the interior
Well, and we know there are some insects that do that with its with their smaller prey.
Right, right. So we could just be talking about a king-size version of this. And this would actually answer another question. How can this thing fly? If it has a skeleton, it's too heavy to fly. However, with some kind of shell or, you know, whatever.
Well, we know ladybugs can fly, and they have little shells, right?
Well, that's right. That's right. So something that would, it would just be too heavy to fly that has a skeleton. If it didn't, it would answer that flying scenario perfectly. It seems to fly vertically, fly horizontally. It takes leaps that enable it to just unfurl those membranes and fly. It acts like a bug, I hate to say.
What about the possibility that it's a dinosaur, something prehistoric that just was never found?
Well, there's been a lot of that, and that follows another interesting avenue of a thought that it's this was something that perhaps predated the dinosaurs.
And it's still around.
It is still around and may have actually even been worshipped in antiquity. There are a lot of people who believe that representations that say in Latin America of the Mayan bat god, of certain deities too horrible for the Aztecs, for example, to ever depict, represent the chupacabras. And that's an interesting little digression there. Everyone goes to the Mexican Museum of Anthropology. They see the giant statue of Coatlicue, and they say, oh, my God, what a horrible deity. That's, in fact, a very good deity. The Aztecs were too terrified of the truly infernal deities like the owl god to ever depict in huge life-size statues. I mean, they truly lived in terror of certain things. And to my mind, if you're going to follow that possibility, chupacabras could have been one of those terrifying things that ought not to be named in true Lovecraftian fashion.